City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Ped from the Blue Room is with me. Morning to you, Ped.
Good morning.
Dave Downey was just telling me about his preparations for the Santa Dash at the weekend. So he's donning a Santa outfit. He wanted a blue one, but there's none left. So he's wearing red. This has distressed him. And I sort of thought, you probably wouldn't wear a red one, would you?
Wouldn't need.
Are you in that category, are you? Yeah. You're that bothered about wearing something red, you wouldn't wear a red Santa outfit.
And I heard the fella before from BTR.
Alan Rothwell, yeah.
Right. Red is not the traditional Christmas.
Of course it is.
No, it's not. Let's get this right. It's a marketing tool by Coca-Cola. The original Christmas suit was green.
Was Coca-Cola not about when Santa was first?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, come on.
It was created by Coca-Cola. It was originally green. So let's get that right.
Well, Santa should be in all green.
Yes.
Not green, red.
Not red. And that's not anything about... That's not me being bitter and all this. That's the actual colour. It's green and white. It's not red and white. That's Coca-Cola.
He'd look like an elf if he was all in green.
Well, there you go. That's where the fashion line got passed down the line.
But they're underneath Santa. He's red. He's red, but David's...
Yeah, he's green.
David's wearing red this week. I'm having a picture of this.
More fool him, then.
Devout blue,
I just
David.
Give me money over to them and say, sorry, thanks, but no thanks.
It's all for a good cause. By the way, he was being serious, you know. There are a load of Evertonians who won't wear the red outfit.
I would be one of them.
He's so bitter.
It's not about being bitter. It's about supporting your team. When did rivalry become bitterness? Why can't you be rivals? Why does this word bitter always come into it?
Well, I'd wear blue if there wasn't a red one. I'd be quite happy.
Yeah, but you're not a real red though, are you?
Why not?
You love tennis more than you love football. Let's be honest.
I love lots of sports. Right, let's talk about Everton. And can he fix it? Says Christian Walsh in today's Echo. And a big picture of Ronald Koeman. Can he fix it? Can he tighten up the defence? Can he give some youngsters a go? Can he stamp his authority? Says Christian. I think he can stamp his authority, can't he?
Do you know, tighten up the defence? I don't really buy into that because I think the defence this season has been pretty solid. I think what you've seen on Sunday, it's more the alertness and the sharpness of the whole team in the early part of games. And that Sunday showed to the maximum of just the team. We haven't started well once yet this season. We start all games very, very slow. So it's more about getting to the bottom of that kind of thing.
I don't understand that.
No,
starting
I don't.
Slow.
And that, but that's
you
been
you start a football game. You've been rested for 4 days in preparation. How can you start slow?
It's the old classic, you know, Sunday league shout. We haven't got out of bed yet, isn't it? That's what it is. It's a strange one, but it's something that it's not something new. It happened under Martinez as well. In fact, I think last season we had a game against Swansea at home, and we didn't touch the ball for 3 minutes. And you think about how long 3 minutes is in football. Mm. You know, we didn't touch the ball for 3 minutes, first 3 minutes. So it's something that has been at the club for a while. And that to me, is a hunger, that's a desire. There's a stat going around at the moment that's, you know, out of the Premier League clubs, I think Everton are 16th or 17th of hardest workers. I think that says a hell of a lot about this side. They're just a lazy side. And he wants them to do something, and they clearly haven't taken it on board. And that's where I think you've got to start asking questions of the manager. Why isn't he pushing this further to the point where he said he was waiting for a reaction after the Chelsea game? Well, where's the reaction? Surely that reaction has to come from the manager in terms of who he picks, because there's a couple of players now, maybe even more, that you look at now and you think, nah, your time's come and gone now. Now it's time for some of the younger players to be given a go. And
so do you do wholesale changes, or do you just move them one at a time?
I don't think you can do wholesale changes because Everton just don't have the squad. And in fact, the players on the bench have had enough of a chance themselves and haven't done anything. You look at the right-hand side, Deulofeu, Morales, Aaron Lennon have all been given a chance this season and done nothing with that chance. So maybe there's a couple of things you can do. Maybe the formation needs changing. Well, I say maybe. I know for a fact there'll be probably 75% of Evertonians listening who absolutely hate this 4-5-1. It's absolute nonsense. We've got one of the best strikers up front for us in Europe, and we all know what he can do, we all know what he can't do.
He looks lazy himself, by the way.
Well, he is lazy.
I watched the game.
He is lazy. He is lazy. But
his looks like an attitude, a real attitude.
I don't think it's an attitude. I just think it's the way he plays football. I've asked people a little bit older than me, and I said, well, Gary Lineker, what did he do for most of the game? And they go, nothing. He just finished, put the ball in the back of the net. And I think Rom's a little bit like that.
So you can have that as a luxury if the rest of the team are actually superb, can't you?
Yeah, or you give them a partner. And this is something I think Everton need to do. They need to give them a partner. And I know something people have said to me is, we haven't got anyone to play up front with them. Well, I look at someone like Valencia. I don't think Valencia is very good. But I honestly think he could do enough of a job to run around.
Better than Morales?
Morales isn't a striker. He's just simply not a striker.
So Valencia is a better partner for Lukaku than Morales.
You look at what Martins did. He put Coney up front with him. A lot of people didn't like that, but at least Coney was a foil for him. Fortunately, Coney hasn't got the legs. In the last five or six minutes, I've seen more in the team when Valencia's came on, because suddenly he's opened up the team. He's opened up space. Now, he doesn't have to be a great player in terms of technique or if he's going to score goals. But if he opens up the side and suddenly gives the defenders something to think about, because I think Romelu Lukaku, when he's got a couple of centre-backs on him, he's useless. He really is useless, especially with his back to goal. So that's the first thing I'd do. I'd change the formation to get it more attacking. And I've said this for weeks, I sound like a broken record, but even last night, David Underwick's talking about Tom Davies and saying how well he's playing. He's almost sending a signal. You know, he's trying to be direct without being direct. He's saying how fantastic Tom Davies is doing. It's the best he's been playing. Now is the time. Well, 2 weeks ago was the time against Swansea to put him in the side. But I look at the players we've got in the team at the moment, just think, there's no urgency.
Have had those conversations with Ronald himself, won't he?
I'm sure he has.
David Unsworth every day is having a chat with Ronald.
Well, I'm sure he has. But you feel like Ronald Koeman's very detached from everything at the club apart from the first team. He was asked in the press conference after the game about the young lad who played for Southampton, I think it's Sims.
Sims.
And he said, now whether he was just being funny with them, I don't know, but he just basically said, I've never heard of him. I hadn't heard of him when I was at the club. Now, maybe he was just being flippant.
Maybe he wasn't interested in the youth setup.
Well, it's clear, everything coming from Southampton says he isn't interested. And I think that's not a problem when you've got a decent side. But when you haven't got a decent side and you're looking for a bit of urgency, because Everton suddenly look very old. The side suddenly looks very old. You look at the back four. You look at Gareth Bale in front of them. You even look at Bolasie and Lennon at the weekend, players who are in the late 20s. You know, we're starting to look very old. The average age must be now probably closer to 30 than it is to 20, obviously. So we need to start injecting some of these young players inside. I mean, look, Sims was man of the match. Look at Liverpool last night. Everyone's raving about the young lad who came on and he scored the goal. And
I said this in the last hour, we're having a conversation about this. Liverpool are in a good moment. I think it's far easier for a youngster to come in when a team's playing in a good moment. Southampton aren't in a bad moment. I think it's a lot harder.
I don't know. Southampton haven't won a home game for four games.
Yeah, but perhaps it's not Everton's situation, is it? I know you'd say Everton's seventh in the league.
Everton
whatever.
Are still in seventh place, though.
I know, but they're not playing well, are they? And is that the right time to put a young player in the side?
I think it is.
You don't think that can be more damaging?
Well, I've seen players come through when Everton have been much worse. I look at someone like Michael Ball, who came into the side in a much worse situation, and he dealt with it. I think what Everton have been guilty of in the last few years is missing the window of opportunity for young players, and those young players have gone away and had to rebuild their careers, and some of them have done it very successfully. The likes of Dyer, the likes of Mustafi, Adam Forshaw is now at Middlesbrough, has been getting talked about being in the England squad. Those players have rebuilt themselves because they're good players. The other ones that we raved about who probably weren't so good have disappeared because they probably didn't have the mental attitude to deal with it. I think you've got to give a couple of them a go.
What about Umar Niass? He's been rebuilding himself.
he has.
He scored again for the under-23s. So this is a guy who was written off, even by the manager, I think unfairly at the time. He should never have mentioned his name because you just never know, do you? But he's got his head down. He's knuckled down and he's scoring consistently. Now, it's a different level of football. But look, you're in need of someone, aren't you?
I honestly don't know because I haven't watched him. I probably need to go and watch him to see. I think, like I was talking about with Valencia before, when he came into the team last season, it honestly felt like he looked like he'd never played football before. He didn't know where to run. he just didn't know what to do. He came on against West Ham and it was like he was doing, you know, doggies in training. He was just running from post to post, like chasing the ball.
Oh, come on, you don't believe this idea that he's that far away from being a professional footballer.
I watched him, he looked that far away. He was just running from chasing the ball. Now, maybe he's gone down and he's learned where to run, when to run. And do you know what? If he's got those basics, then he might be able to come in the side and do a job.
Do you think Ronald would find it tough to sort of bite his lip and actually do a U-turn on this?
Ronald could spin it any way he wants.
Do you think so? He's stubborn, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. But he could spin it any way he wants. He could say he sent him down to learn the game or do you know what? It's funny. I was talking about this a couple of days ago. We were saying when Everton were at the very lowest almost and brought in Strakulesi, and Dennis Strakulesi was a terrible footballer. But he had something about him. He had a little bit of desire, and he practically trained for about 6 months without seeing. He started a couple of games and then just disappeared. And for those 6 months, he would have been playing, training day in and day out with Premier League footballers and learning, like I've just been saying, when to run, where to run, how he could be effective in the side. And towards the end of the season, he started getting games and he scored a couple of goals. And in one of those games, I think we played Manchester City, he ran the Manchester City defence ragged because he would never give up. And he channeled those very limited skills that he had. And who knows, Nias might be the same. If you could, there might be a player in there. It's just that it might have just come all too quickly to him. And if he's been training in day in and day out with good players and someone like David Unsworth's been looking after him and sort of, you know, putting his arm around them rather than putting them out in the cold, then maybe he, in this difficult spell, he could be someone who does come off the bench. You don't know. I mean, as I say, Ronald Koeman could spin it how he wants. He could say he did it on purpose.
And maybe this week in training, just give some of the other players like Gay and Bolasie some practice at shooting. That seemed a little bit sort of...
terrible is the word.
Yeah, Gay shot was absolutely atrocious, wasn't it? The one that ballooned over the bar.
I know they say, you know, he's just holding centre midfielder and you wouldn't. But I would expect them. I would expect a Premier League footballer.
I expect any footballer to be able to
hit the target from there. You know, it's like when you see them take corners and you think, how can a Premier League footballer not get past any first man? When you go down to any sort of park and watch anyone put a decent corner into a box, it's baffling. It's almost like footballers are overtrained. You've got to make sure your technique's absolutely spot on rather than saying, no, just make sure you get your head over the ball and put your foot through it and it'll hit the target, you know. So, yeah, there are things at the moment that people are scratching their head at, just wondering what's going on.